Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We start the week with more storms. There's a yellow level 2 warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms over the extreme western parts of the northwest and western Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers also forecast over the extreme southern parts of Gauteng, the southern Highveld and along the Mpumalanga Escarpment. Partly cloudy and warm in Limpopo. Pretoria and Mpumalanga up to 24, Joburg 21, Emalahleni 23 and Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 26 degrees.
In Pretoria on Solomon Mahlangu Drive, there's been a collision at the R21 highway. It is causing slow-moving traffic.
Gauteng Education MEC Matomi Jeluwani has revealed that 9 out of 12 teachers with criminal records for sexual offences remain employed in schools despite an established vetting process. In response to queries from the DA at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, Jeluwani disclosed that 7 of those teachers work at primary schools while 5 are assigned to special schools. And the UK government has unveiled plans to give car makers more flexibility in transitioning to electric vehicles in a bid to boost the sector in the face of global economic headwinds. The global auto sector has been hit hard by Washington's sweeping new tariffs, which impose a 25% levy on vehicles imported into America. In an immediate sign of the fallout, UK luxury car manufacturer Jaguar Land Rover said over the weekend that it would pause shipments to America this month as it addresses the new trading terms. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Not the greatest of weekends for the Blitzbox because they were actually better than their position suggests. They finished 9th in at the Singapore Sevens after 2 wins yesterday, first by 2 points against the USA before finishing the tournament in style against Australia. It's that truncated tournament where you need to win your first 2 pool matches that determines your path. So they'll be smarting after that. Red Bull's Max Verstappen fended off a race-long challenge from the McLarens of Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri to win the Japanese Grand Prix yesterday. The Dutchman's first victory of the year moves him to within a point of Norris at the head of the championship. Just one result from the Betway Premiership, Sekou Koené boosting their Premiership top 3 ambitions with a 2-1 win over Cape Town City at the DHL Stadium. And Liverpool slumped to just their second league defeat of the season as Fulham clinched a shock 3-2 win over the runaway leaders. Southampton have been relegated already in record time after a 3-1 loss at Tottenham, and Old Trafford played host to a pretty drab goalless draw between United and City. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start.